Welcome back. It is 6:37 on Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990 AM, 107.9 FM. Streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk with Speaker of the House Cameron Sexton before 9 o'clock today, talking about good behavior credits in the Department of Corrections. And by the looks of things with some of the repeat offenders, it's likely they're playing fast and loose with the term good behavior. With so much going on around the country, it's often hard to remember that there is a massive crisis at our southern border, and we're going to take a few minutes to take a look at that. Joining us now on Wake Up Memphis from the Daily Signal, she's a senior news producer and podcast host. We say hello to Virginia Allen. Virginia, thanks for joining us in Memphis. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thank you.
I'm looking at your story here. What I'm seeing on Texas's border with Mexico, and there are some things that anger me. There are some things in here that break my heart. Before we get into that, can you give us the elevator speech overall of what you saw? Is it as bad as many of us think that it is?
Well, sadly, I would say yes. I've been hearing about the crisis at the southern border for years. But this was my first time actually going down to see it. And honestly, I was shocked to see with my own eyes that really, for all intents and purposes right now, we don't have a southern border. And just to see how effectively, quite frankly, illegal immigration works right now. It kind of operates like a well-oiled machine. It's happening in broad daylight every single day, multiple times a day. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people are coming across our southern border. And it's everywhere. It's all along the border. I was in Del Rio, Eagle Pass, Kinney County. All of those communities have seen huge influxes of illegal aliens coming across. And they talked about how now even as far north as cities like El Paso, they're seeing thousands come across in that city. So this is touching all over the southern border. And quite frankly, it's coming to a community near you because these folks that are crossing over the border, they're being bused and flown to communities all over America.
And in your story, Virginia, and particularly in Del Rio, you get personal in these stories. You have some individual stories, and you talk about one woman, a 70-year-old woman, who now feels like she's a prisoner in her own home. Can you talk a little bit about her?
That's right. I met with a woman named Teresa Esther Chapoy. She lives a mile from the border in Del Rio, close to the Rio Grande. And she's been on this property for years. This land that she lives on has been in her family for generations. And you know, she said she doesn't want to leave her home. She doesn't want to leave the land that she's called home for so long. But because she lives so close to the border, she's had to put up lights around her house, a fence in her backyard, get a guard dog, because she says it's not uncommon for illegal aliens to run through her property and Border Patrol to be chasing them. She told me just the previous night before, she'd been talking with a neighbor, and they realized that there had been a helicopter circling over their neighborhood, probably looking for an illegal alien who was trying to avoid Border Patrol. So, I mean, this is just the reality that individuals who live close to the border have to deal with. I spent an afternoon or a morning, rather, on a rancher's property. Laura Allen and her husband run a ranch in Valverde County on the Mexican border. And she said, you know, all the time she finds clothes on her land from illegal aliens that have been discarded after they crossed the water. She recently found a pool floaty on her property that was used to cross over. I mean, and she said she won't go anywhere on her property without carrying a gun because she's just worried about maybe, you know, one day running into an illegal alien who doesn't want to be found, doesn't want to be seen, and that could lead to a negative interaction. So these people are having to deal with the fear day in and day out of a total crisis at our southern border.
Daily Signal's Virginia Allen joins us on Wake Up Memphis, and you got to spend some time with a Border Patrol agent. Can you tell us a little bit about the time that you spent with Frank Lopez, former Border Patrol agent, and talk about the demeanor and the morale and the workload that they've got down there?
Yeah. It was really fascinating to sort of do a ride along with Frank Lopez. He was in Border Patrol for 30 years, and he said, you know, the guys that sign up for Border Patrol, they want to be out patrolling the border. They want to be protecting our land, guarding our border, protecting our sovereignty as a nation. And instead, what so many of them are now having to do is process paperwork because of the sheer numbers of illegal aliens crossing and claiming asylum. We've had to pull folks off of the border and send them into offices in order to process these asylum claims. Well, this is not what these guys signed up for. They signed up to be protecting our border. And that has really gotten morale low. You know, when you have an administration, a president, a vice president, who refuse to actually look at the issue, who refuse to visit the border, that's not helpful for our Border Patrol when they're dealing with the negative consequences of the Biden administration policies day in and day out.
And when the illegal immigrants come across, many of them, they already have a game plan of what to do, what to say, and where they want to go, don't they?
That's right. I spoke with a couple who was from Colombia. They came with their three-month-old son. They crossed over. And it was fascinating. I watched the scenario play out several times. So a small group of illegal aliens will cross the border. Then they just sort of wait for Border Patrol to come pick them up. They say, hey, we're here. We want to claim asylum. Then they're taken to a processing center where some of their basic information, their name, their birth date, their country of origin, that's all taken down. Then they're handed a piece of paper, told to be in touch with ICE to set up an asylum hearing. And then NGOs, non-governmental organizations, sometimes the government, but various entities will pay for a bus ticket, a plane ticket for them to go into the interior of the United States. And in some of these cases, you're absolutely right that these illegal aliens, they know where they want to go. Maybe they have family or friends in a certain city. The couple that I spoke to from Colombia, they said they wanted to go to Chicago because they knew some folks there. The thing that we have to look at is even if these people are coming across with the best of intentions, which some of them are, you know, they just want a better life for their family, still that has to be done legally, because a nation without a border is not a nation at all. And again, when we have these massive numbers coming across, that pulls our Border Patrol off the border, leaving us more vulnerable to bad actors, to drug smugglers, human smugglers, those with criminal records. And they have a much easier time getting into the country because Border Patrol just doesn't have the resources.
Folks, and Virginia is just scratching the surface with our chat this morning. There's so much more in her recent story that she's posted for Daily Signal, what I'm seeing on Texas's border with Mexico. Check her out and check out her podcasts as well. Virginia, thank you for your time. Please don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on, and thanks for taking time to go to the border and then sharing that with us here on Wake Up Memphis.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.